So I just solved the Clubber Lang problem, a particularly old and embarrassing one, and I want to do the best I can now to sort of capture how that happened and see if I can apply it tonight or this morning, however you want to call it, to the work I tried to start doing over 12 hours ago and have made almost zero progress on. So I never learned how to tie my shoes like normal people do. I had been tying them, and since I looked it up, I now know is called a bow knot, where I would make a loop in my left hand and a loop in my right hand between my thumb and index fingers and tie those together. So it sort of looked like you had your shoes tied in a bow, but you know you tied it this other way. Looks like what most other people were taught to do, and what I remember being taught to do, was tying your shoes in a reef knot. Is what it's called, the bunny thing that everyone tries to get you to do, where you actually don't. It's more like you make a loop by pinching either side of the lace, right? As opposed to the bow situation, where you could do that, but more normal. But at least the way I did it was not like that. And it took me. It was something that I always knew I probably could do, right? But it was the same kind of thing where thinking about doing it or trying to do it just made me feel so overwhelmed and frustrated that I just wasn't interested. So it took me about an hour and a half or so watching some YouTube videos and trying it a bunch of times to get it worked out. So what I really want to point out here is, yes, overwhelming and frustration, right? But there was also a big sense of isolation, loneliness, and despondency. And I'm wondering if that doesn't have to do with a lot of other things, like, if there's something going on in my life that I'm so ashamed of, as much as I sort of want to reach out to other people, I feel like I'm afraid to, sometimes for good reason, afraid to tell people that I know, even people that I know well and trust, because of what they'll think about me. But I'll still find myself in that spot kind of wanting a connection, and I wonder if that doesn't have a lot to do with the night flirt stuff. I'm also going to put some quotes in here, and I just want to explain them now. So Ming didn't exactly put it this way, but he defined mindfulness as close to moment-to-moment non-judging awareness, which is kind of the state of mind I was in when I was doing the learning to tie a reef knot. But it wasn't non-judging so much as there was judgment, but it just was at a level where it wasn't interfering, at least not in a critical way, with what I was trying to do. And I also wanted to sort of reiterate something that, you know, I came to when I was much younger in college and was having difficulty understanding something. I would always remind myself that somehow, whatever it is, you know, a problem set, calculus, whatever it was, somehow it all makes logical sense. And I can reason my way to solution if I understand the problem and the context, right? And sometimes even if I didn't fully understand the problem in the context or just understood it well enough, right? And I also wanted to point out, I don't think asking for help is bad, but I think it ties into what I was saying before, where you ask for help more for emotional comfort than rather because you, not necessarily because you need help. So there's kind of a level of sort of determination to figure things out on my own, sort of like when, you know, I decided to stop having my dad help me with math kind of thing back in middle school and high school. Not to run to a group or a person or something or someone else for help or support, but to try it on your own and see what you can do. And I'm not necessarily saying it would be bad to talk to other people. I'm just saying it would be for the wrong reasons. It would be because I was in this weird emotional state, not because, you know, and anything they would say, I don't know, would be useful to me, you know, in that circumstance. And then put another way, all it is all it is. Just deal with the problem. You can separate the emotional charge from the task and think about it rationally. in a rational sense, how to go about completing the task.